convict to thank New York Democrats for abolishing bail arrested for 140th time. By John Binder on February 19, 2020. A convicted felon who thanked New York Democrats this week for eliminating bail for a series of crimes deemed nonviolent was arrested for the 140th time, just days after he was released from New York City Police Department, NYPD, custody. Career criminal Charles Berry, 56 years old, was arrested Tuesday evening by NYPD for allegedly scamming a Belgian tourist on the New York City subway, provoking his 140th arrest, as the New York Daily News noted. Berry is likely to be released from jail almost immediately. Yet again, thanks to New York's new bail reform, signed into law by Governor Andrew Cuomo, D., that frees suspects back into the public almost immediately following their arrest. NYPD told the Daily News that Berry will be charged with fraudulent accosting, a charge where he will pay no bail to get out of jail. The crimes for which bail has been eliminated include second-degree manslaughter, aggravated vehicular assault, third-degree assault, promoting an obscene sexual performance by a child, criminally negligent homicide, or aggravated vehicular homicide. Berry had just been arrested for the 139th time earlier this week. As Breitbart News reported, and thanked elected Democrats in New York for passing the bail reform law that allows him to be released every time he is arrested for a crime considered nonviolent. "I'm famous. I take $200, $300 a day of your money, cracker. You can't stop me," Berry told a Daily News reporter. "Bail reform, it's lit. It's the Democrats. The Democrats know me and the Republicans fear me. You can't touch me. I can't be stopped. It's a great thing. It's a beautiful thing," Berry said of the Democrats' bail reform law. "They punked people out for bullshit crimes." Thus far, Berry has been arrested a total of 7 times in New York City since Cuomo signed the bail reform law. Each time, he was almost immediately released from jail. Berry's criminal record includes 6 felony convictions, 87 misdemeanor convictions, and 21 skip court hearings. Berry's record also includes spending 6 criminal sentences in state prison, including stints for drug dealing and grand larceny. In another case, 6 accused drug dealers, 3 of whom are illegal aliens, were freed by New York after their arraignment following their arrests for allegedly operating a $7 million heroin fentanyl packaging ring in the Bronx. Likewise, an illegal alien now accused of murdering a 92-year-old elderly woman in Queens, New York, was set free from jail thanks to the bail reform law months before the alleged murder. The bail reform law allows accused criminals to inspect their own crime scenes with their attorneys and mandates that the prosecution hand over all the names of witnesses set to testify against a defendant within 2 weeks of their arrest. That specific provision has already been blamed for the murder of a 36-year-old witness who was expected to testify against MS-13 gang members in a criminal trial. The murder occurred after the witness's name was handed over to attorneys representing the accused. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.